You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Hey guys, I'm not sure that you know about the Spornet hairbrushes. So, funny thing is that I actually have had them in my kit for years now, like years. When we're talking years, like almost my whole career, from back in the day on the Broadway show Hair. I loved the lightness of them and truthfully the color. That's really what drew me to them. So I had no idea that I actually have been using them for that long. So I used the Prego collection, literally in the 1.5 inch, the 2 inch, the 3 inch, and the 4 inch. I have them all. I have two sets, one for the stage and one for the trailer. And now that we're going into a whole new world of, you know, after COVID, everyone's going to have their own set of brushes. So I would definitely check them out. They are super affordable and they work amazing. Like I literally, my Prego brushes, they literally get used almost every day. You've seen it on absolutely everyone that I've worked on. So like from Vanessa Williams to everyone, I mean, legit everyone. So I would definitely check them out. Spornet.com, Spornette.com. Literally, these are the brushes that are going to change your life. They have all different varieties. They have extension brushes. They have brushes for men's. They have cushions, teasing bros, tanglers. I would definitely check them out, especially if you want a product that has been around for a long time, and they have been. And so they are making a huge comeback. Oh, yeah. Check them out today. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Wig Hackers Podcast. And I am your host, Daniel Coy. Thanks for joining in. Today, I have an uber special guest with me. I cannot wait to pick her brain and see what she's been up to. Edwina!
Danny!
How are you?
I'm good, I think.
I know. This time is a little crazy out there right now. But you know.
Yes, it is. It is. So as I was talking to you previously, I don't know about time, dates, you know, everything just slows and it's making me lazy.
No. That's why you have cheerleaders to help cheer you on to keep going, you know. You know I'm always up your butt for that.
I know. You keep me busy as well. And thank you very much for last week.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, do you want to tell them what we did last week? What fun
yes,
thing
please.
We did? Because no one really knows. Because it's just like it was just a post.
It was a quiet thing. It was very...
Hush, hush. Just for the exclusive people in my life. Yes. All right. What did we do? You tell them.
Okay. So last week we had a Q&A, Danny themed it Eddie's wine and weed talk. I deemed it Daniel Coy Q&A, passing the buck back to him. And it was really good because I wasn't expecting as many people as we did get who were quite interested. And they were quite diverse in the questions they asked. Yeah. We had those who wanted to know about natural hair. And I think the way you started it, mm-hmm. I could see their eyes light up when you said, first scalp, what you eat, what you take in is what you bring out. And from there, it just slowed. The feedback, I told you, I showed you some of them. Yeah. I will still need to compile them because it was quite a lot. And the feedback was amazing. Aww. People who came for natural hair, mm-hmm. they're calling into all the wigs.
See?
I told you that as well. See? You know, so that was crazy. It was I am really grateful to you. They enjoyed it. You were quite entertaining. But in between the laugh was knowledge. It was impactful as well. And I think the way you describe things makes it easier for those who are not wig. And we need to mention, not everyone was a wig maker. I think we had just two wig makers there.
Yeah.
And the rest of them were quite a diverse crowd of people. We had people who were clients, who were friends, and we had those who just wanted to be nosy and know what is this secret thing they're doing with coming in, you know? And it's one of them that ended up ordering, one of those people ordered the week as well. So that was quite good. And I thank you very much. It went very well.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, for me, I love doing my wine and wig. So, and you know, she came out to me and she's like, oh, why don't we do one? So I know everyone has a WhatsApp group. I am involved in not one. I only use WhatsApp to talk to my manufacturers. That's it. That's all I do. And you. The only two. That's it. I don't have a group. I don't know a group. I know nothing. So when you had this whole group of hair people and friends and all that, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So we did this. It was quite fun on my end. As you all know who are listening, I love a gibba gab. You know, I love gabbing. I love giving all the information. I spilled a lot of information. I mean, from hair growth to saving your edges to, you know, just your balance. Life work balance was one thing that I wanted to, you know, I mean, on everything, I want to stress that, you know, it's all about how we feel and how, you know, whatever end of the wig world you're on. If you're someone from the outside looking in, if you're a wig maker, if you're just a wig enthusiast, some people just love wigs. You know what
I mean? Exactly.
So, yeah. But let's go back even further now.
Yes.
How did you find me? Okay. Well, we should preface it. Okay. So she came out here and took my intensive one-on-one class. So we have to,
there's more about that you don't know.
I cannot wait. So, okay. So what we can do is let's go then back. Okay. Yeah. So how did you find out about me? How did you come to the conclusion to come out to my studio and learn?
I'll be honest with you, there were so many people I could have chosen. And one of them that I sort of linked both of you, Marketa Breslin, if you remember, taking her week, it was more of a seminar with, I think there were about 30 of us, and that was in February in Las Vegas. And I knew I was going for that, but I also wanted more one-on-one. And people who know me will know I choose people carefully, I choose friends carefully, but when I get them, they never leave, you know, so I have to be very careful in what I dip my toe into. So there were a lot of wig makers who, what I was looking for was ventilation more than anything else, but with you, I saw ventilation, I saw passion for everything hair, there was coloring, there was, and I thought if I said to him ventilation, I could sort of wiggle all the other ones in as well. But I didn't have to do that because you offered it.
Yeah.
You said to me, I'm going to throw this in and I'm going to give you this. And it was so much fun. So when I found you, I also had another person, name not to be mentioned. And I actually watched both of you for ages. I'm talking like from, I would say, December 2017.
Oh, wow.
Until all around February 2018. And then I contacted you.
Yeah.
And I was expecting you to say no. I didn't know if you wanted that, because the other person advertising so much about the education. You were already teaching that education, if that makes sense. So thinking he would say, oh, I'm too busy, go online. And that was the first thing. You said, here's my online link. I thought, he's not going to get away with this. I'm going to be in New York or New Jersey, and I'm going to work with this guy. He just doesn't know it yet. And then we spoke. And Danny, since then, it just flowed easily. You were one person. I've written that to you. I've said it to you as well. I think people need to meet you because what we see is not you. There's more to Danny Coy than most of you know. He has a very big heart. See, I can see him smiling now. Even when it's going wrong, he just laughs over it and moves on. There's always a way.
I'm
going to give you one example, hair that we colored. You watched me, but I think you wanted me to learn from my mistake. But when you saw it was going pear-shaped, you just went and changed everything. Then when it came out, you said, just wait till it dries, you see. And it turned out to be one of the most beautiful wigs I've ever had colored. And it started a range with the Eddie's wigs. It's called the Candy Color Wigs.
Yeah. So let's also tell people your background, you know? Mm-hmm. So like, let's give them that whole experience. So,
okay.
Because I know, you're not licensed. I just want to say that first and foremost to everyone. So they can understand that I wigs, you don't need a license. All right. I've said it before. I'll say it again. You don't need a license to do wigs. So it's a different form of education that you need. Right. Because YouTube can only go so far.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's so much, like, who do you follow? Like, even me just trying to like broaden my, you know, online game, there's so many people. So so you started making wigs when did you start making wigs?
You wouldn't believe it. I had an image to show you. I'll try and bring that up. What happened was, I come from a single parent family. Well, my mom was so hardworking. She was very intelligent and she sort of rose through the ranks. But you must understand that when it comes to money, it wasn't that easy having this number of children. I lost my dad to a civil war. Mm. He was a victim and she had to raise us on her own. But I don't know how to put it. I think the ethics I have about work comes from my mom. She worked for the same company, which was a really big company. She rose from the position of a typist, secretary, manager, and through the ranks until she became the head of personnel for this company.
Oh, wow.
And then retired. And before she retired, it was my graduation from high school. And there was a craze for these bob wigs. And it was called, I went to college in Nigeria, and it was called the Chinese bob wigs. That's exactly what it was called. Oh. And I couldn't, she gave me money, but when I went to the stores, I had so many other things to get and I couldn't afford the wig at the end of the day. So what I did was I came home, I took extensions, I wore a stocking cap on my head, and I, since I can do the sewings, I thought if I sewed it into this cap, it just might become a wig. So this was 1991.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and I never ever did one again till 2014. I went on holiday. I had bought some hair online and I had put a closure for the first time. Closures weren't very popular. Mm-hmm. So, I'd used something called a closure, and a lot of people didn't know what a closure was. They just kept on saying, why was my parting so neat? Why was my hair? So I said, oh, it's something called a closure, and I sell it, you know? And I never did sell it. And then next thing, I started getting orders, and that was how Eddie's hair that became Eddie's wig was born. And the wig making was something else. I had someone actually making the wigs for people.
Mm,
okay. So I was selling the hair. You buy the hair. I package it, send it to the wig maker. She makes it, sends it to you, but with my logo. And then one day the wig maker got a proper job, as in she has to leave home and go to the office every day. So there was no time to make the wigs. I had orders piling up, no wig maker.
No.
So guess what I did? I took a thread needle and I started making the wigs myself. So this was December 2014.
Now look at you. I mean, she built a huge empire. I mean, she literally is the go-to person in
you.
Literally. I mean, all the you should have seen all of the women that were in this group. Like, they look up to her. So the education that she is giving to her clients and her fellow wig makers, it's sharing the knowledge. You know, because most people would not share someone like it, since she has taken a class from me, most people wouldn't be like, oh, you should go to Daniel Coy, you know, like they'll hide you. And like, just like suppliers, like I used, you know, Edie Supplier for a little bit and then whatever. But, you know, like, that's just what I do. Just, that's just how I am. You know, information is out there. I would rather you get it from me and then trust me more than me trying to hide it and get it from someone else. So yeah. Let's talk about your first day walking into my studio.
I don't know if you were aware that I was actually very ill then.
No. You were?
Yeah, I know you remember. I don't know if you remember saying, yeah, you did think I looked odd, but you never... she's from England.
I just thought it was like the flight over, you know.
So ill. It was unbelievable. And you know what? It was self-inflicted. So let me tell you what happened. I'd gone to Nigeria because I do frequent it. I have clients there, but it's also home to me. So I do travel quite a bit, as you know. So I'd gone to Nigeria. I'd come back and myself and the kids had gone to Amsterdam. All this within a short period. So we'd come back from Amsterdam, I think it was in March, just before I came to see you.
Yeah.
And I had a sore throat and then it became a raging fever. Oh. Now, my daughter had similar symptoms. Well, I didn't care. I was the one that had gone home. And you know, we have malaria in Nigeria. Mm. So I was quite concerned that I might have... malaria as well, and I thought, I'm going to Danny Coy. I have a hotel booked in New York for a tour. I have a hotel booked in New Jersey. I have Danny Coy training. I have airline tickets booked, and I don't know if you were aware, that was my 50th birthday.
Oh, right. Yes, yes. As well. Yes.
So uh-huh. I had the whole caboose, the first class travel, and I was thinking, no one's taking that from me. I must get there. So I did. Well, I'm going to bring politics into it. You know when they... One of the treatments for malaria is something called chloroma, that thing they're saying all over online.
Okay, yeah,
I don't want to give any name to anything. Yeah. So I called up a doctor and I said, I have these symptoms and blah, 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 blah. And they said, well, you might have malaria. I'm going to recommend this. So I called someone and said, go get it for me because I can't get it on over the counter here and it is urgent. I cannot afford to be ill. I'm going to see Daniel Coy. Do you know what that means? The Broadway wig maker. No one is stopping me.
Oh.
So I popped the first one. It says take this 3 times a day. So I took the first one and all of a sudden I was feeling a bit better. And then the second one and the third one. And then my neighbor next door knocked on the door and I had to pop out to see her. And I realized that the floor was tilting. It's called vertigo, apparently, but I didn't know that then. So when I got out, I said, is the floor tilting in any way at all? She said, no, what have you done? She's a nurse as well. And I was telling how I had this. She said, can she see that box? And when I gave it to her, she said, I'm going to do you a favor, darling. I'll ask you to call 911. I think it is. Yes. And then it's 911 for you, it's 999 for us. So I thought, I'm not going to do that because if I do that, and they hold me, I can't see Daniel Coy. Do you guys understand?
What? I can't believe you right now.
Yes, it was. And I was in the midst of planning a birthday party.
Well, I know the birthday party, and I know you were bringing a wig because you wanted to wear it for that birthday party.
Yes.
You.
That was a target. I needed your hands on that wig so I could say I was wearing. I didn't know you would make me do it as well. I thought, I'll just give it to Danny and he will do it. And you went, well, I've done one line for you. I'm going to give you this, finish it up. And I thought, oh my goodness. Does he know my birthday party is in a week, in 2 weeks? But I actually did.
You did it.
I didn't think I would.
And you were sick. I had no idea. I don't think it would have, well, I don't know if I not would have get you off a little slack, but I don't think I would have. But I didn't know you were that sick. Oh my God.
I was. Oh, it gets worse though. We're going to go back to week, but then I call an Uber. And I go into the hospital. And when I get there, the guy doesn't want to hear because I think there was Ebola that had just phased out and there was something else. And he just said, you went to Nigeria. And before I knew it, he was trying to get me sent to a hospital for tropical diseases. Uh-huh. And I thought, this guy has no idea. I'm going to see Danny Coy. Does he understand what I'm saying? I know it sounded crazy to them, but I was so tunnel visioned. I had to go see you. So my neighbor said that she thinks that I was having an allergic one, either an allergic reaction to the medication or
true.
I shouldn't have taken it. And it turned out I did not have malaria.
Good.
I had flu.
Okay.
And I had taken medication I wasn't supposed to. So this is a warning for everyone, you know, and it was easily available to me. But what happened was when I got to the clinic and I realized he was calling an ambulance for me, I actually left my flip-flops and ran out because I had to get on the flight the next day.
Oh.
I ran all the way out, got another Uber, go home, packed all my stuff so that by the time they come and look for me in my house, on the aircraft. And that's how I landed at your doorstep. I was exhausted. It was crazy. I was so poorly. And I was thinking, I hope I can grasp something from what I'm doing. Should I be honest and say to Danny, I'm not well enough to do this? But I don't know. I think I met you and it was like, you were having those lights at the back put up then, weren't you, or something. Am I right?
My
disco ball. We're having some redecoration done.
My disco ball.
I think I stepped in. And I thought, oh, this is nice. And then I walked into that room at the back. I got fit immediately. I was so well after that. That room, Danny, I don't know. Are you ever going to show people exactly what it looks like?
I actually did a video. I did a little walkthrough video of my studio. I've redone it since you've been here. Thank goodness, because it was I warned you, though, it's a working chaos.
I knew you were doing some work, that you were going to change everything. So it's changed. All done.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. You have to check out that link. Guys, you should check out that link. You can actually see the studio.
I will, definitely. I will, definitely.
I had no idea.
I was poorly, yes, very poorly.
Well, I put you through it, too. I didn't let you get away with nothing.
Yes. And I was thinking, I hope, but I think day one was the hardest one, the first half of the day. I think by the time I sat with you for lunch,
yeah,
I think I had stopped being tense. I thought, he's not going to bite my head. I'm not as useless as I think I am. And he's actually fun to be around with as well.
Not at all. Oh my God. It was so much fun. I had so much fun. Guys, this
it
is
was.
Like, we... What was it? 3 days? 2 days? How long was it? I forget.
Three days. You know what I hated most? You know when you told me, you know I was going to take a taxi to New York and you asked me if I was crazy. There's a bus stop. You know, and the taxi to New York would have been $120.
Yeah.
And the bus stop you took me to, it was $4.50. And when I drove off, I did have a sort of nostalgic feeling, like I was leaving Danny behind. That's how.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, it was so much. I think it was so much packed into such a short period.
That, right. Well, know? Maybe next time we'll do it longer. I mean, I think are we letting the cat out of the bag?
Sorry, are we? Yes. Are we? I don't know. What do you think? I'm so excited, though. I don't know.
Okay.
Should we?
Okay. So I was just talking because it went so well. My private wine and wigs that I had, it went so well. Like, I had so much fun. So I'm like, oh my gosh, we should try to do one in person after all this thing goes away, all this everything. Literally, not even 48 hours later, I get a WhatsApp. Normally WhatsApps for me are like quick, like, hey, how are you? Hi, friend. How are you? No. So I got a book. Okay. I had to.
Is that what you call it?
WhatsApp said to go scroll more, view more. So that already means I've read 5 paragraphs of information. So within the time when we hung up, of course, then she called me and we were screaming and she was just like, oh my God, it was a... But from that time to when she texted me, literally a book and a half. So she has created a full on wig circuit, basically.
Yes.
I mean,
plan.
It is the the finest detail. Like, down, I mean, guys, when it does launch, it's going to be uber crazy, first and foremost. You better get some rest. I'm just letting you know.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know you're gonna need your rest if I'm gonna be there. Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, guys, I'm super stoked that we're gonna be doing this. When, we don't know yet. We're still, there's a lot of things.
There's so much happening in the world now that we need to be careful as well, you know. Right. But it is going to happen.
But because we're gonna be doing so much of it, has to be pre-done. Like, you guys have I mean, I guess we don't even know what it's called yet, to be honest. We really, like, guys, we're bringing you along with the ride. So, like, you're going to have to know certain things, like a prerequisite, before you can even come to this seminar, you know? So we're gonna bring you along the ride. We're going to bring you on. We're going to teach you where you need to be, get you where you need to be, so that you can get the most out of actually being there. Like, when Edie did come to me to do education, I don't like teaching ventilating. I know everyone is like, what? You're like, no, it's like watching paint dry for me.
Mm-hmm. You described it as that. That's why I think I'm so lucky, honestly.
Yeah, I'll help you with your technique once you have something down. Once you know the basics, like, I prefer you know the basics of ventilating, and then I can then help you take your skills where you are and enhance them, you know, no matter where you are, whether you're like, I don't even know how to explain it yet, to like, wherever you are, if you are just starting in a beginner, or if you've been making wigs for a long time and you want to start working faster and smarter and not harder, you know, like, I love that part. I love the individualized attention to my artists, to my students who actually, you know, care and want to do something better, smarter, faster, and to make more money, and to just have all the techniques, you know? I mean, I am in the process right now of writing two books for hair color and cutting for non, look, you, I, for the podcasts, I know you can see her face. Her wig almost fell off. She jumped up so high.
I had cutting. Oh, yeah, that one. Color, yeah. I think what the listeners should know as well is I Danny has to explain this. I'm a wig maker. He's told you I'm not licensed because I don't work with human beings. I don't touch human hair at all. And I do a lot of experimenting, you know, like the crazy scientist that goes into a lab and blows things up. Well, Danny's the one I call when things are exploding. Danny, I've done this. What do you think I should do? And he's ever so helpful. I will always say that Danny, no matter what he's doing, even if he's one line, he's right about, he's not a WhatsAppy person. I think that's the best way, WhatsAppy person. But he will respond. And he will send you images of what he thinks you should do. So I am grateful for that, Danny.
I love a question, you know, and I think that's how we learn, and that's how we should learn. You know, I'm not trying to knock the education systems all over the world, but I feel hands-on is the best thing. And that's just me, you know, and some people learn that way. And that's why, like, there's no fluff. I hate fluff. I hate the, who cares about the mechanics right now? You should know the mechanics, of course, if you're going to be making them. But if you're not going to be making them from scratch, what's the point? You know, like, so that's just my old background, Grandma Yetta over here.
I must also mention, Danny, before you go further, if you book on to go on Danny's course, the first thing he does do is exactly what he's just said. Now, he tells you to start practicing how to ventilate before you get there. And because I knew I had that week training in Vegas, I didn't listen to what you said. I just thought, oh, I'll learn it in February in Vegas, and then I'll pack myself up to Danny. But you made me work overnight. You gave me a wig head, you gave me hair, and you told me to, you want to see this much work back the next day. I was so scared. I did it.
I'm really not that scary.
No, oh, you're not. Well, I was so
well, I mean, I get this impressed. From every point of like life. Even like someone who thinks I'm cute, like, you're so scary. Literally. And then like client, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm really not, I swear. But I do have a very high passion. I have a passion for what I do. And I want to make sure you guys are getting that too. You know what I mean? Like, I want to psych you up just as much as I'm psyched up. Like, when you get it, the aha moments, that's yeah. what was, like, so amazing during
the wedding. I know.
Everyone's, like, the oh, my God. Like it just made I love it.
I know. You taught me little bits and tricks about the handling of the needle. You were yeah. watching me. And you said, so how you do it? I said, and you asked me, if I try doing this, it has to go back how you put it in. And it became easy. And water, you taught me about yep. wetting. Water.
Yeah, wet that hair.
Yeah, it yep. makes a difference.
And it's just little things. Like, you know, like, I'm not here to reinvent the wheel. I also want to see what you're doing. So I don't even want to say critique, but I want to be able to help you do it better. I mean, that's truthfully the end result for me on my end anyway. You know, I want it to be better. I want you to work faster, smarter, and then you're going to build your confidence, and then your product that you're putting out to people is going to be better. And then, you know, and I mean, this is amazing because she goes halfway around the world. You know, she left me sick as a dog on a bus as I'm waving. I mean, it was a little, I'm waving, she's crying, I'm about to cry. I'm walking back to my apartment. It was a big day there.
It was okay.
A big 3 days.
And the food, we ate as well. Oh yeah. Daddy has a favorite restaurant, I have to tell. Are they still there?
Yes.
Is that restaurant still there?
Yes, they are.
And you still go there for lunch?
I do, actually. They moved to a bigger place down the road a little bit. But yeah, they are still there. They have a now.
But this. Food is extremely good. I loved it.
We had, yeah. See, once again, food, guys. I love a food. Keep the mouth happy and the stomach happy, and what else? Okay, so what was one thing that kind of blew your mind away in the whole, like, what was the one thing that, like, I know you said a couple, several different things, but what was the one that was, like, truly, like, changing for you? Like, that, not that I taught you or that you picked up. What was the one thing that you're like, whoa?
Oh, Danny, with you, everything was whoa, because you have to remember, I'm not trained anything. I have never had any formal training in anything to do with Hell Weeks. It was just a passion I had from childhood. As a child, we had a hairdressing salon across the road. And I was quite drawn to it. But I come from a family where you have to go to college, you have to get a BSc, the MSc, the M. So for my mom to hear that you're going to a hairdresser's, to do what? You know, but then I actually was allowed to do little bits there and I picked up a few skills. And when I went to high school, I was a resident hairdresser, and that came up in the 30th anniversary reunion. Mm. And everybody had something to say. Oh, she dyed my first hair. She permed my first hair. Oh, she pierced my ear. No licensing, you know. So those were quite interesting, but we didn't know that then. Mm. And that passion is what I have. So when I came to you, you had passion, but you had method. I don't know if that's what I should call it. You knew where you were going with what you were doing. So unlike me, I start something and it leads to something. You know where you're going, so you sort of walk the path. The cutting of the hair.
Yes.
How I hold my scissors, how mm-hmm. I hold, I knew. Do you know, I was expecting you to tap my hand. Don't do that again. There were times I wanted to put a brush under my arm, it was so confusing. So for you to ask me to narrow the one thing that wowed me, it was everything, Danny. It's very difficult to pinpoint. It was how a color that, even coloring, the way we came up with, you were working on those wigs for, what was that program you were going for? Was it WigCon? It's like Comic-Con, but for wigs. What's it called? The wig. You had a purple wig that I wasn't allowed to photograph.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was that one?
Oh, gosh. For Manic Panic, we did, which one was it for American Beauty? I think it was for
ABS. In 2018?
Yeah. It was for
one
of the...
You had the purple and green one and the blue one. Did you ever show anyone?
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.